Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Jim, 20 years. Wow. Thanks for being the amazing resource and thought leader that you are to small businesses, entrepreneurs, and growing companies around this planet and intergalactically.
20 years of fabulous shows, incredible guests, fun with you.
20 years of being a small business champion.
Welcome back, 7 to the hour. Thanks for hanging out with me, celebrating our third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show. I'm Jim Blasingame, and we're doing it with our good friend Grace Marie Turner, celebrating her 20th anniversary with us this today. And it's been a great association on our behalf. And she's a co-author of Why Obamacare is Wrong for America, president of the Galen Institute, founding member of the Consensus Group. And what's the other website besides Galen.org, Grace Marie, remind me.
Well, people can track everything that's happening on this Obamacare front. It's called ObamacareWatch.org. So you need to watch in there, ObamacareWatch.org. And we update that several times a day with stories that we've written and that others have written that we think really help people stay informed on what's happening. And, you know, Jim, the reason that this is affiliation between the Galen Institute and the Jim Blasingame has worked over these years is because small businesses continue to be the nexus, most important constituency in this healthcare debate. They are the ones struggling the
and
most
we're getting hammered
and
the worst.
Trying the hardest.
There's no sector that hated Obamacare more than the small business sector.
And that hated high prices before that.
That's exactly right. That's exactly
right.
And
it just made it worse.
We didn't get any help. And so this is why I keep telling small business owners, we've got to start being single-issue voters for ourselves. Whatever other things you're excited about that are not directly connected to your business that you vote for, whatever that is, how about voting for your small business once in a while? And so most people do, but a lot of people don't. Grace, Marie, talk to us about some of the products. Put some new stuff in our hands that we haven't had before that would be a result of repealing and replacing Obamacare this year, this other run that you're talking about in this summer. If we get that done, how would that manifest in the hands, in the pockets, on the paychecks for small businesses?
One of the things the administration has some tools to be able to give people more choices, even if Congress is not able to get any legislation through. We talked last time about association health plans, allowing people to buy into larger pools so that they can get the benefit of a larger company. And this can be across state purchasing of health insurance. Another one of the products is called short-term limited duration policies. I hate the name, but that's what they're called. Basically, these are the short-term plans that if somebody's between jobs or somebody wants to start a small business but you still need to have health insurance, you could have bought a policy for up to a year, and then that policy would have been renewable. These policies are not governed by all of the Obamacare nonsense regulations that make insurance so expensive.
Which means the mandates, it doesn't have the mandates that raise their premiums so high.
That's right. And the Obama administration, in the last days of the administration, basically killed these policies, saying you can only have them for 30 days and they cannot be renewed. They were trying to drive as many people as possible into the Obamacare exchange. Yes. So what they're trying to do is undo that regulation. So they have to go through the whole rulemaking process. And they're out for comment now. We're going to provide some comments. When the rule came out, they said, we don't know that we have the authority to make these renewable. You need them to be renewable so people can have them year after And they are, so we're submitting comments on renewability, but these short-term policies could actually become a platform for people to be able to have a much more flexible policies, much less expensive.
If we can just get the camel's nose under the tent with some of this logical solutions, people will be adopting them like hotcakes, and there would be no turning back. This is where you and I were 10 years ago with the Enzi bill. You were working so hard on it. I was talking about it on the show. The Chamber of Commerce was working on it hard, the U.S. Chamber. And remember, what was it? Oh, was it 06 or 7 or 8? I've forgotten. The Enzi bill was leading the way in this thing. And if we could have gotten that done, where more people had health care, HSAs, and the logic, the sheer sense that those things make, if we could get that spread across the marketplace, things would change, wouldn't it?
Things would have been different, and they might have had an even harder time getting Obamacare over the
That's
line.
That's exactly right.
But so much damage has been done to the individual and small group. The market for individual insurance, Jim, is actually smaller now than when Obamacare took effect.
Wow.
So they're crushing
Grace Marie,
the market.
I got to wrap it up. Galen.org. Thank you, Grace Marie, for 20 great years.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.